And this story to me is the most simplest way to understand why the prophetic is important or why the prophetic is necessary and why it's needed. And this isn't going to take long. I was just thinking about why are we here, and if we are a prophetic church, why is it important that we are that? And why has it been such under attack most of our existence of stepping out of the old and into the journey and the process that Steve started a long time ago, right? So look at the things in your life. Like, our worship has been under attack since we've stepped out of the old and into the new. And it's like, okay, let's look at those things, because the things that are under attack usually are the very things that the enemy does not want us to walk in the fullness of what we're supposed to walk in, right? Like, when those things are under attack, it's probably because it's going to release something in the form of victory or deliverance or something of that nature that the enemy doesn't want released. That too. Change. Does anybody have a testimony? I was supposed to ask that, or a word or anything. I got into this and I was going to ask that. You know, the Bible says that, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimony. So if we need to overcome things, right, the power of our testimony. So maybe, and you know, our testimony isn't just for us, but it's for others, so that they can hear it and then receive it also for themselves. Because what God does in my life isn't just for me. It's for me, and then it's for those around me. All right, so God the Master told the... Oh, wait, here we go. Back it up. Ezekiel 37, God grabbed me, and God's Spirit took me up and set me down in the middle of an open plain with bones. He led me around and among them. A lot of bones. There were bones all over the plain, dry bones bleached by the sun. Now, thinking about this, so like Ezekiel was in it. Like, God took him and he took him and he had him walk around in the midst. And like, to touch anything like that back then would have made him unclean. So, right, like, here he is in this vision, in this taken by the Spirit, and he's in it. He's in the midst of it, and he's walking around in it. I can just imagine, like, all of the things that were going on in him. He said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Master God, only you know that." He said to me, "Prophesy over these bones. Dry bones, listen to the message of God." Now,
I'm in the valley. Like, there is no sign of life whatsoever. Like, there is nothing here that could even give him a glimpse of hope that maybe somehow life could come from here. Right? There was nothing. They were dried up. They were bleached by the sun. They were completely, thoroughly, and utterly dead. Right? He said to me, "Prophesy over these bones. Dry bones, listen." Which just seems silly. "But dry bones, listen to the message of God. God the Master told the dry bones, watch this. I'm bringing the breath of life to you, and you'll come to life. I'll attach sinews to you, put meat on your bones, cover you with skin, and breathe life into you. And you'll come alive, and you'll realize that I am God." Here is why the prophetic is necessary. Right here. you'll come alive and you will realize that I am God. In its simplest form, that is why the prophetic is needed. Because it releases life. It releases life and it causes us to realize that the condition that we were once in, we do not have to stay in. That there is something different. And you will realize that I am God. I prophesied just as I had been commanded. As I prophesied, there was a sound, a rustling. The bones moved and came together, bone to bone. I kept watching. Can you imagine being in the midst of this and in the midst of complete and utter devastation and death, and then all of a sudden, as Ezekiel spoke what God told him to speak, when Ezekiel came into alignment with what God was asking him to do, and then he began to release it. It was after that Ezekiel came into alignment and began to release what God was having him to say that God moved, and then things began to happen. Our voice is needed. Our voice connected to the heart of God, connected to his voice, to hear what he's saying and then release it, then we can step into a valley of dry bones and we can begin to speak what God sees and what he is desiring and what he wants to do. And then we come in agreement with it and then we begin to hear it and release it. That is why the prophetic is so vital, because it brings life. Where there was once death and devastation and no sign of life. The bones moved and came together, bone to bone. I kept watching. Sinews formed, then muscles on the bones, then skin stretched over them. But they had no breath yet. So he's watching this happen. But they had no breath in them. And he said to me, here again, God is asking Ezekiel to join with him. He's inviting him to get involved in what is about to take place. Prophesy, son of man, tell the breath. God the Master says, come from the four winds. Come, breath, breathe on these slain bodies and breathe life. So I prophesied just as he commanded me, and the breath entered them and they came alive. They stood up on their feet, a huge army. What was once defeated, once the prophetic, once God got in the midst of it, and Ezekiel began to prophesy, it went from complete devastation and defeat to an army, a huge army of victory. Then God said to me, son of man, here's the whole, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Listen to what they're saying. God was inviting Ezekiel to hear the cry, to hear the cry of the children of Israel. And you have to understand, they had been scattered at this point. They had been taken captive and scattered and separated and were not in a good place. Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. There's nothing left of us. Sound familiar? Sounds like a lot of conversations I've had throughout different situations and different where hope is gone, where hope is gone. So God says, therefore, so God is saying, what I just took you through in this vision, I'm going to release you to do it and speak it to the children of Israel. Tell them, God the Master says, I'll dig up your graves and bring you out alive.
O my people, then I'll take you straight to the land of Israel. When I dig up graves and bring you out as my people, you'll realize that I am God. Here again, another same thing as up above. In the prophetic, when the prophetic is released and it is received, then God, the revelation of God and who he is. You have something? Go ahead. All right. You looked like you had something. I was going to let you. Then I'll lead you straight back to your land, and you'll realize, again, you'll realize that I am God. I have said it, and I'll do it, God's decree. So, right? I'll dig up your graves. The very places where death has won, the very places where death has overcome, I am going to bring you up and out. I understand that I've heard the cry of Israel and that they're in captivity and their hope is like there's nothing left of their hope. And I'm saying I am going to bring them up and out, and I'm going to bring them into the promises that I have spoken for them. Right? I am going to do it. And when I do, they are going to realize. So something still had not been connected. The prophetic will bring The prophetic will bring a connection to the realization of who God is and who he is in you and through you and around you that nothing else will bring. Oh. It's connection. It connects us to him, to what he is saying, to what he is desiring, to what is on his heart, and to what he wants to do with the place that looks so incredibly dried up, spent up, and just completely nothing in it that could come to life. That's why the prophetic is important. That's why it is under such attack. And it's not some big whoo thing. It's just hearing God, seeing a situation and looking at it and saying, oh my gosh, in the natural, this looks completely impossible and like nothing could come from this. But then it's saying, but God, what does the master say? But master God, what? Give me a vision. Take me here. Let me see it how you see it. Because see, God sees it from up here. And we see it from in the midst. We see it in the midst of it. And sometimes we're so surrounded by it that we need to ask him. And we need to, that's why his presence is so important. And that's why spending time in his presence. And that's why that is our focus. And that is what we will do. Is because in his presence, we will get his heart. We will hear his voice. And then we will be able to release it in the midst of the valley of dry bones. In the midst of when everyone else says there is no way, no good thing could come from that. And we'll be able to say, but God sees something. Can no good thing come out of Nazareth? Where did Jesus come from? Yes. Can no good thing? There is such life in the prophetic. There is a life-giving flow, a connecting life-giving flow that when we step into it and we allow ourselves, it will cause people, not only will it cause other people, but it'll cause us to realize, right? Like it will cause us to realize who God is. And it will connect us to it in an even deeper way. He said, I'll take you straight to the land of Israel. I know you're out, and I know you've been taken captive, but I am going to take you out of that place, and I am going to bring you back. You'll realize that I am God, and I'll breathe my life into you, and you will live. Then I'll lead you straight back to your land and you'll realize that I am God. We need his life. We need his breath. His breath from the very beginning in the Garden of Eden. It's how, which I've shared this many times, it's exactly how, like, right, he spoke everything else into existence. But his beautiful creation, he hand-molded, and then he put his mouth, it says, and he breathed his breath into his nostrils. Like, oh, how close does God really want to be? He could have said, it is good. He could have spoken into existence like he did the rest of creation. He could have done it the same exact way. But he chose to do it differently because he wants nothing separating, and he desires life connection, and it's connected to him. It's the only place that real life happens. It's the only place that real life exists, is in connection. And when he breathes his life into places, that is when and where the things that we have tried and strived and struggled in all of this, that is where we are set free. That is where we come to life. That is where what we have desired and sought after and wanted and thought of happens. It's not in obeying more. It's not in, like, those things come from being in a place with him. Those things happen naturally after being connected. So we are a prophetic church, and we don't always get it right. But that's the scary thing about the prophetic. That's the scary thing about following the Holy Spirit and just trying to be led, is that, right, I get in the way sometimes, you get in the way, I get in the way, we all get in the way. But that's the beauty about being a family and being in relationship, is that we can have a place to make mistakes. We can have a place to step out into it and hear God, and you know, this is what I'm hearing, this is what I'm sensing, is this what you're getting, is it, you know, because we need to be able to do it out there as well. We need to be able to take it and go out there into the craziness that is our culture, and release God's heart, and release his life, and watch him move. So I hope you're encouraged this morning. I just, I just wanted to simplify it, and I feel like that simplifies it, like that we would release hope, and that we would realize and other people would realize then who God is. And he is into life. He is into restoration. He is into redemption. He is into restoring things to the fullness of what he has desired them to always be. That is who he is. He desires to breathe life. So, Daddy, I just thank you for today. And Dad, I just ask that you continue to pour out revelation of who you are, and God, what is on your heart, and like even just going into different places, and that we would see and hear what it is that you're saying, so that we can then come in alignment with, in agreement with, and then release that which you are saying into those situations. And Daddy, there's just so much right now going on, and I very much feel a sense of division and us versus them that the enemy is trying to create, and he's trying to bring division, and he's trying to bring hate where there isn't hate. And
Daddy, we need to hear your voice. We need to hear you. We need to see and hear what you're seeing and saying. And then it needs to be bathed in your presence, God, so that we can release what it is that you're saying. I ask, God, that you just continue to pour out and give us revelation of who you are. And give your angels charge over us as we go. I just thank you that you are with us, always and forever. We love you and we thank you in your name, Jesus. Amen.